This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wah, 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 wah.
You were almost as successful as I was the last time we did that.
What do you mean?
your intervals weren't.
You know
right.
What? I have something better. A new day had begun. You guys.
Y'all.
A new gay.
Y'all, this is the first episode under a new name.
Under a new name.
I think if you're looking at the new name, you already know it.
You already know it.
Because you're seeing the...
No, when I'll post this, I'll put like the question mark and then I'll change it in like 2 days.
Have they already heard the theme song?
No, they've okay. heard. I told you we're introducing it first because
roll the theme song.
Hold on, no, we have to tell them. We have to prepare them. You guys,
sorry.
You ladies, you people,
I ruined this.
It's a little different, so we know things are going to be different.
We have a new theme song, so please don't.
There's a little
come for us.
Change, so don't come for us. We know the old one was perfection. We loved it too. But, you know,
We're retiring the old one. Here's a new one.
It's like that Latin top who's married. You know he's going to go back to his wife. Because he's Catholic.
Been
you're
there.
You're not going to beat Catholicism.
Nope.
This has got real. You guys, so we're going to play the new theme song. But at first, we want to tell you, what's the new name of our show? All right?
It is
1, 2, 3...
What is it? I forgot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
It's Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze.
Roll tape.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gaze. Let's love.
Wasn't that so different?
I know it's a lot of change.
I'm so sorry. We like to ease you into change, like taking a 10-inch dick.
I know that was a lot for a lot of you, that you were stressed. We had multiple tweets.
And so, you guys, you can tell now, the theme song really didn't change that much.
Didn't really. You know why? Because we heard you, and we liked the theme song.
Yeah.
And Reality Gaze fit in the same syllables as 90 Day Gaze.
It fit really well.
If it was Chandelier Screaming and Queaming, couldn't have fit.
Or Arsenic and Old Gaze.
But.
Wouldn't have fit.
We have to say.
Arsenic and old gaze.
Let's love. We didn't pick this name.
No.
You did.
You guys voted, and this won.
I think Jackie can publish the results now.
Yeah.
This, by far, won.
Yeah.
So I think Chandelier was second.
And we'll be contacting the person who won this. Should we say the name?
Yeah, Eliza.
Eliza Gilliam, you won the contest.
You won the contest. So when we do have a live show, you're going to get to do the live show.
Free tickets and free airfare. For you. I know you've got a husband and a baby, so you need to leave that baby at home. Otherwise, I do not like baby crying during our live shows.
We might get her a hotel. She's got to pay for babysitting. So
just leave your baby at home. Your husband just can have a weekend with the baby.
If you're thinking, so you're wondering, although you should have two tickets to the live show. If you're wondering, though, for you listeners, like, is it a new feed? This isn't a new feed. It's all going to stay
feed.
The same. You don't have
it's
to change
it. Reality gaze. I'm feeling empowered.
You don't have to change. If you're a Patreon member, the Patreon's going to be the same. We're just changing the names. Now, the new website is going to be realitygazepodcast.com.
Our Twitter feed is realitygazepodcast.com.
No, that's not .com. The Twitter, Jesus, you're terrible at this.
At realitygazepodcast.
And our Instagram is at realitygazepodcast.
That's what I meant.
Now, y'all, we're going to say something. We tried to get the website realitygaze.com, but Poodle, how come we couldn't get that website?
It's gay porn.
It's the irony.
The irony is not lost on us. The brutal irony of a love of our life, of gay porn fucking us. And we tried to contact the person who owns this site.
It's the same for the Twitter. It's like gay wrestling porn, and it's all from like 10 years ago. They haven't touched it.
And we contacted them and contacted them. They're in a slang high on meth.
They're just...
all Christmas, y'all.
It's so...
ding, 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 ding.
And Jackie Weiss was finally like... yeah, exactly. Jackie's like, can we just say Reality Gates podcast, guys? And we're like, fine. Yeah. So
do not go to realitygaze.com. I repeat, do not go to realitygaze.com.
Or do.
It is gay porn.
You can go, but you won't find
us. What's her name from HR is going to be really upset.
Carl? Carl, I'm looking at your search history, and I think Pastor Johnson was right, Carl.
She's got a lot to say.
Got a lot to say. So we should thank people.
We need to thank people. First of all, let's thank our lawyer.
Yes.
Our lawyer, our lawyer Emily. We're not going to give her last name, but she's helped us so much through all of this.
So much and still helping us.
We should thank also our head mod, Jackie Weissman, and our entire moderation staff.
Yes.
For helping us.
Yes, very much so. All the new mods for helping.
Patrick Hine, our tech person in chief.
Yes.
Who has helped us with all kinds of artwork.
Someone else who we said, we want to thank you. And she said, please let me be anonymous. But anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, even though you Anonymous.
Don't have the credit, you know who you are.
You were more than helpful.
More than helpful.
Instrumental.
Instrumental. So, yeah, Patrick with the cute ass and who just had a baby.
And Christina, our meme queen.
Christina, our meme queen. So it really does take a village.
It took a motherfucking village, y'all. We're only as strong as everyone else around us.
It's true.
Amazing.
It's true. And it really, we'll be honest, too. Reality Gaze probably was our top choice. Although we'll be honest, we really liked all the names that we chose.
Yeah,
but it just felt good that was your choice, the listeners too.
That was that was my choice. That was one that I knew.
My brother wanted Chandelier. He's upset about it.
He's wrong. That was I know that was the second in but. I laughed at that. It would not have worked.
I think we're on the. We're
I'm
excited
a realist.
Because we're going to continue to do 90 Day Fiancé, y'all.
This but y'all,
is, 90 Day Fiancé is. Think of this. 90 Day Fiancé is our heart.
Is our home base.
We will always be in our heart. But I think this opens us up to do some more stuff. Maybe
we're branching out.
Maybe this is like when I told myself I was gonna be a top, and that lasted
yeah, that never
for one
happened.
That never happened. So it's not going to be like that. This is going to be more like when I told myself...
You're going to be a vegetarian?
So like that didn't really happen. So remember,
remember
this is going to not
you
be...
you said even, you were going to be a vegan?
I never said that. Not that there's anything wrong being a vegan, no. But I never said that because you know why? I love cheese. I
yeah,
can't give up
I
real
love
cheese.
I love cheese.
So anyway, y'all, we appreciate everybody so, so much.
And thank you for everyone for taking the poll to help us
yes,
name us.
You
came and named us.
Yes, Gagworthy Gays. We liked that name, but we're sorry you didn't make the top five.
Sorry.
This
feels so good. Like, you know, I've got to say this now. It feels really good to have the name. I mean, we got a subtitle, but it's just basically Reality Gays.
Yeah.
And the subtitle is basically Trash TV and GayDD.
GayDD with Maddie and Pitbull.
But, like, mostly you're going to know us as Reality Gays. Now, you want to call us 90 Day Gays from now on? Fine with me.
However,
in print, because Discovery is going to, like, put their fist up our ass, we're going to go for Reality Gays.
We're going to go for
Makes
Reality
sense?
Gays. Even usually Poodle likes that, but not
I don't
want
to be fisted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll wait till he's 50 and he can't feel anything down there anymore. Put your head in there.
Tell me what that's like.
Sing a song.
Tell me what that's like.
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know. Anyway. Oh, exciting, exciting time. So, yeah, I think you're going to see no change. It's all just going to be new artwork and things like that. So.
But this is a real... sea change for us.
It is.
We're moving up.
It feels good because it's ours. It's not.
Yeah.
This can't get taken away from us, and
it's
we
true.
Can just go forth. And,
no one can take it because I take it enough.
Because we're already trademarking it. That's why. So
come try to take it, you fuckers.
Anyway, y'all.
That's all I've got
to
say.
Cut to 3 months from now when we say, guys. The gay porn website has more money than us, and we've had to change our name.
They don't, because they spent it all on drugs.
Anyway,
that website hasn't been active in like 7 years, y'all.
No, it hasn't. So how was your new year, Poodle? We haven't talked about new year.
I spent it on the couch watching Bridgerton.
Same. Boy, people are into Bridgerton. Are you done?
I have one more episode to watch.
How many episodes are there?
8.
Oh, that's good.
The fact that you haven't watched a single episode is offensive to me.
I spent 5 hours yesterday renaming all of the podcasts that we did. So
I've been spending time too.
So while you were, you know, sitting on your couch cross-legged drinking a latte, writing poetry, watching gay Shonda porn.
Because so... I haven't been doing anything.
No, that's not true at all. You've taken the whole lead with all the new Facebook and moderation and everything, and you've done all that.
You know, I asked to help name things, and you... No, Sorry. The thing is, you like to act like you can do... You
no,
go,
I'm
and
teasing.
Then you claim it.
I'm teasing.
You know, I was brought up with people who teased,
oh,
and
God.
It really meant things behind it.
Oh, God.
Y'all come at me if someone says, oh, I'm teasing, I'm just making fun of you.
And then there's
something deeper at play.
I told Poodle today that whenever he comes back from Mother Poodle's from now on, I'm going to have a week of he has to get quarantined from his mother.
I'm not the problem. Let's start the show. I'm pissed off now. You fuck with me too many times.
No, I just haven't had time yet to watch the show.
It's 45 minutes. Well, you know what? You're not a person, unless it's Wonder Woman, you're not that interested.
I honestly...
You're not a big
forgetting.
TV person.
I'm not as big. I'm not, actually. TV is...
And you're missing out,
relaxing
just to be honest.
It's more of a...
It's relaxing, but it's also an intellectual stimulation for me.
Yeah. I mean, I do watch TV, but...
Unless it's Marvel or superhero stuff that you...
No, it just depends.
That helps work through your childhood trauma.
Maisel. When that drops, I'm like ready to see it.
I think you think of TV as much more cotton candy than I do.
Possibly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I do it on the show. So I do want to watch Bridgerton, though. I will. I promise.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Let's talk about the show. Yo, this is Reality Gaze.
Reality
Gaze. That
feels
good to say.
It does. It does roll off the tongue more.
Reality Gaze.
It's like we just came out.
Kind of.
Except we all were really gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We still have gays in the name.
You know, I like that someone said on our Instagram, so you're going to have a new font, please?
What?
They don't like our font. You know, Jackie Wiseman picked her font. It's here to stay.
Don't shift that to Jackie. We all wanted that font.
No, but she picked it. No, I mean, I meant that as I love that font. And I meant it. Oh. I think I love it more because I adore Jackie and she found it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just makes me love it more.
You know what? Come up with something better. If you can come up with something better, fine. It's really fucking interesting. As soon as you establish something, everyone's got a fucking opinion.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Are you going to be okay this episode? Did I hurt your feelings? I didn't. You really have done a ton, especially with the Facebook group.
Lay into me about how much you'd done.
I was just saying that's why you shamed me for not watching Bridgerton. That's why I said I haven't watched Bridgerton. I was busy.
I was shaming you in jest, but it's okay
if
you were upset about it, then I'm sorry.
You know what I told Kyle just today? No, yesterday. We were taking a walk.
We don't fuck enough?
y'all, I'm always like, now, let's do it.
Can we start the show?
No.
I'm tired of talking
about... Because
I'm
proving a point and letting you know what was said.
Fine.
And he said, but he was talking about a business partnership. And I was like, you know, business partnerships have ebbs and flows. I said, like when Jake and I started out, I said, I did a lot of the technical stuff because Jake just didn't know how to do that. I said, but now really, I said, all of this Facebook thing and all these organized and the watches. I said, Jake does. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough because Jake does so much of our stuff. I said, so I think it's just that you have a business partner that you... Trust just knows wants to get it done at the end of the day and do a good job.
Yeah,
believe that.
You do handle the tech side much more, and I try to handle the PR side much more.
So, anyway, I feel very, very happy. As somebody said to me, I just want to work with my friends. And I said, me too. And then I went, wait, I do. We're blessed and highly favored.
We are blessed and highly favored. Don't know if I'm your friend after this, but let's do the show.
See, now I made him uncomfortable because I talked about how much I appreciate him.
I'm uncomfortable.
You know what? Poodle Anthony is like a beautiful stray poodle who looks pretty. And then
poodles are never strays.
And then when she says that, yeah, that's true. And then when you say she's pretty, she'll bite you.
Yeah, I just want to do the show. Can we do the show?
Let's do the show.
Y'all, it's our first show of Reality Gaze.
Who's the boss? Angela.
It's a time for death and a time for living. A brand new life goes round the bed. What happened to Mona? She's dead, right?
She did pass away about 2 years ago.
Angela.
And who knew that Danny Pintar would have been gay? I mean, I was shocked when he came out.
He said he was positive, right?
I think he is HIV positive. Mm-hmm. Good that he came out about it. Well, I don't want to say good for him, but
good for him. Good for her.
Good that he talked about it and came out about it. Because that's important. It's like when
I know what you're saying, but it's hysterical.
When Queer Eye guy came out as positive.
Jonathan Van Ness?
Mm-hmm. He's married.
He just got married.
Yeah. His husband's hot.
He is.
You know who's not hot? I don't know which one of you posted Brandon in an elf costume on social media.
What the fuck?
But I
Who
died.
Would do this?
It is so perfect, and now I just see him as a Christmas elf.
You know, it's hard for me to have any positive opinion of him. He's so shitty.
There's some people on this show that are shittier this season.
I agree, but like, he led poor Yulia or Julia to believe that she was coming to a different kind of environment. And she's my favorite person on this season.
I think that's kind of a theme with several people on this
season.
Yeah,
no shit. I hold him responsible. Yes, his parents are ogres. It's awful. Even his pop is an ogre, as we meet later on today. But I feel
he's better than Barry and or Betty and what's his name?
Charles or whatever.
Bobby.
I think they're just being themselves.
Yeah.
But Brandon is the one who sold her a bad bill of goods.
It's true.
He basically lied and said, this is what our life is going to be, and he was a liar.
Let's just get into it.
He was a lying liar.
Oh, you've got venom in you today. You still got Mother Poodle. You're going to come for him. Oh, God.
I just watched the episode, and I have a lot to say. I'm very opinionated. Brandon, and someone has already insulted me, so I'm going to go into it.
I complimented you.
It's too late.
Oh, God.
The poison's already in there. It's going to take me hours to get over. So, come at me if it takes you a long time to get over being insulted. Y'all, I'm telling you, if I was a 50s housewife, I would freeze out my husband for sex all the time.
You would.
Because what I was taught when I grew up was my father saying something to my mother that was insulting, and she wouldn't say, "Well, I'm just not going to speak the rest of the way home." And my mother would fight with my mother in front of us. My mother would fight with my father in front of us. Fun times. Anyway, Brandon and Julia.
Poodle's going to start crying in the corner, y'all. We'll be right back after the... No, I'm kidding. Brandon and Julia. So he wakes up at 4:30 a.m.
I don't recognize that as an actual time to wake up.
We just found out because we looked. 4 a.m. is actually considered morning now.
I've gotten up at 4 a.m. a couple of times for flights. And
it's
brutal. Doesn't feel... real.
It does. I can get up quote unquote early after 5 a.m. I can be okay, but anything
it's
before
six
5
for me. Yeah.
Anything before 5 is no.
I just don't feel like I need to recognize these times as actual. Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know who hates getting up earlier more, Julia or Poodle.
it's just that it doesn't feel real to me, those times.
I get that.
So,
but he's going to work.
And it's the first day that she's being left alone on the farm. I get it that...
But Aspen's going to be there to show her around.
Yeah. I get it that we are farmers. That we're farmers. We are farmers.
Which is appropriate.
Yeah. I get it that
we should say that the farmer's insurance isn't paying for us.
Give us a fucking
use Allstate or somebody.
Geico.
Progressive.
I think they're auto insurance, but
Mercury. I used to use when I first moved to Los Angeles,
Cobra.
It was like Zydeco insurance. And then one day I was driving by
Crawfish Pie, reliable.
Driving up the new Wilton. At Wilton and Melrose.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like those old houses.
Yeah.
I drove by it one day and there was just a shitty sign that someone had spray painted Zydeco Insurance. And I was like, I need a change.
So the parents have day jobs. So they're gone.
They're gone.
Brandon's gone. It's just Julia and Aspen, and they just expect Julia to do the work. So my question is, who did the work when Julia wasn't there? Was it mom and dad? And they're just saying, guess
That's
what?
True.
We've got a free slave.
Is it just Aspen?
Well, she took care of the farm when they weren't there. So it would be mom and dad, it seems like. So the whole, this I'm calling this now. Either this is a super ridiculous gimmick to show us
a super
Julia,
fake storyline, yeah,
or a super fake storyline, or they're like this is full on white slavery for Julia, full on slave.
I feel like it's the first one.
I agree,
especially the way the wedding date was talked about. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that in a minute.
I really do think this is one of the most manipulated. Producer-wise, storylines.
Well, you know, they are. I mean, y'all, we have to remember it's reality TV. It's just like somebody pointed out with the Mike and Natalie storyline last week, whenever Natalie got upset and walked away and Mike went and comforted her, she was wearing different shoes and pants. So they probably went, you know what? We need to film this scene of, because y'all.
She's cold.
They're not together anymore. There's no way.
I think they were.
Really?
I thought they were.
If they're still together.
You're talking about Mike and Natalie.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they were.
They need to not be.
So Julia is at the farm alone.
Farm alone. Now, Brandon says he wish he could. Green Acres is the place to be. So, Brandon says he wish he could change the bedroom situation. However, she's been sneaking in his room at night.
Yeah, almost every night, it seems like.
So the first thing, Julia has a brush with death. She wakes up at 11, and by noon, she actually almost gets killed. I don't know if y'all saw this.
She did not get killed. These are your issues.
She took eggs from chickens. It was terrifying.
And even Aspen.
You should not. This is torture. You don't ask people to do this.
Aspen even said they're afraid of people, so you can shoot.
And that's why they poke you in the eye and kill you. They're scared.
I have gathered eggs from chickens, and they are afraid of you. They will move when you open the door.
It's terrifying. They will move to pluck your eyes out and eat them.
I can't relitigate your trauma from birds. I'm sorry.
That was a read.
But it's true. I just can't relitigate your grandpa's rooster, and you need to talk that out with your therapist.
I don't know why you would bring up Papaw Pete. Anyway, Aspen says, well, Julia, the animals usually eat at 7 a.m.
So now they get up there.
Now they're hungry as fuck.
And Aspen, I think, is this tool for producers. So she's only there to be the producer's voice.
Yeah.
So they are going, she's feeding the goats, she's feeding, and we're reminded that she used to be a go-go dancer, and she would say, I would go to sleep at 6 a.m. in Russia.
Is that why you like the night?
I love
Were you a go-go dancer?
No.
I didn't know about it?
I love the night because the night holds mysteries.
Because the night belongs to lovers.
Because the night belongs to us. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us. I love that song.
You know what? That song moves me.
Ugh. Patti Smith was the first one to do it.
Not Patti Smythe. Who sings the song we talked about on our Patreon episode with Don Henley.
Love Just Ain't Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's weird to talk about both Patti Smith versus Smythe in the same day.
It's weird.
But we are.
Because we're recording this all on Sunday.
Yes.
We were too excited for Reality Gaze, so we had to do it. That feels so good to say.
Reality Gaze.
Say it three times, and a gay somewhere gets syphilis.
Say it three times and I come through your mirror. Like Candyman. You better have drinks. You better have alcohol.
You better.
If I come through your mirror and that house is dry, I'm going to leave a big mess.
It's going to be a horror movie.
A horror movie.
So she's not used to getting up in the morning, but she's feeding the
goat. It is 11 a.m. when she does get up.
It is very Zsa Zsa Gabor Green Acres. She's feeding goats. She wants to throw up. They smell.
And it's like fun. This is kind of a fun thing to do, but it's kind of not taking into account how much she's being kind of abused by this way of life.
You know what it is? I do not see, and this is kind of a note for several couples, I do not see where is the compromise of fitting in someone's culture who's moving to this country? Where is that? I don't see that in a lot of these American families and
people. It's definitely not in Jovi and Yara.
It's not a Jovi. I don't think it's in Mike and Natalie.
I think he does bring that up a little bit later. But yeah, there's no trying to meld lifestyles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I still think Natalie is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but Mike did say, I soured a little bit on Mike this episode. We'll talk about it.
We're not talking about them this episode.
We're going to talk about them on part two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tease. But yeah, with this, it's like, this is my question to you. What has Brandon or Brandon's family, Betty and whatever his name is, Thomas, what have they done to acclimate and welcome and to incorporate with Julia's life?
Goose egg. However, I don't think that these people think that they need to, because their idea is America's great. They should be lucky that they're here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the difference. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that is good. I think that's not correct.
I didn't think you were saying that
was
good
at all.
But
I'm saying that's their mindset.
I was asking you more not to like think I was right. I was asking you genuinely, like, is there something I'm missing?
I think there's a pattern of thought problem going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
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 And I think there's a problem with Jovi as well.
Yeah.
I think Mike is trying.
I feel like I got that with Jovi when you yelled at the TV, I want to hit Jovi in the face.
Yeah. Oh, God, y'all. Jovi is the most problematic person this season.
Yeah.
He's really awful. I think Mike in a way is trying to make Natalie comfortable, but he doesn't have the skills. He doesn't he doesn't know what to do. And
I mean,
yeah.
Yes, he doesn't know what to do, and I think he doesn't know what to do, and he doesn't.
Well, he thinks she should tell him, and yeah, that's never going to happen with Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Save it.
You brought him up.
No, you did.
No, you did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh God,
you can apologize anytime.
Reality Gaze podcast, y'all. Follow us.
That should be a quote of the podcast. You can apologize anytime.
So, whenever Julia started talking to the pigs in Russian, I kind of lost my shit.
Well, and this is fun, but at the same time, it's not, because she's never been around anything like this.
She's genuinely scared.
Yeah.
So it's not like, y'all, I'm not one of those people like, oh my God, someone's terrified. That's so funny.
But she does say, I don't want to stay here and I need to talk to Brandon because I can't do this every day.
I don't want to take care of animals. And Aspen's like, a farm has no room for princesses, okay?
And the thing is, I just think everyone's, like, the two sides are coming from such different mm-hmm. perspectives.
Got to be a farm girl like me, okay? My parents named me Aspen because I was born on a mountain covered in snow where we herded goats. And
I
then
can't.
My first husband, Jimmy Jim, he left me. You know why? Because I was either him or my cows.
Jimmy Jim.
That was fine. You know why? Because Matilda was the best cow you ever knew.
But that is a cow named Matilda.
And then my second husband.
Oh God, here we go.
Roscoe Red. Well, never understood why they called him Red. He was Latin, man. We didn't have ginger hair. I didn't get it. Anyway.
Can we move on? She's not an interesting character.
He was gay. That's why I left him. Farm girl. Can't be a princess.
Okay. So she.
And then I dated a woman named Olivia. She scissored like nobody's business.
I think you're
I was going to give up farm life, but then she left me.
I think you're giving Aspen way too much credit. She's not that interesting.
I don't want to wear lip balm. Her lips were very
She's
chapped.
A farm girl.
Her lips were very chapped.
I agree. We can't expect a lot, though. She's just there to serve a plot point.
Actually, the girls that I went to school with that were part of the FFA fucking had their shit together.
Mm.
Y'all come at us if you had the future farmers of America at your school.
Do you think they just wanted to marry farmers, though?
I don't know. I just know that they were They were all the best students. They all wore like pressed Wranglers to school. And who was the teacher's
name?
We
didn't have FFA.
Oh, he wore his jeans up really high.
We had FCA, Fellowship of Christian Appulets.
I was a part of that.
What?
Well, I was a mascot. I was considered an athlete. Bruno, the mascot. I was athletic. I was jumping around in a cow costume.
Why were you involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Because
you were that Christian and an athlete?
Because if I love Jesus, I didn't have to suck on tits.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
Y'all.
Wow, you're so not an FCA person.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
They did it.
Give a Father, we just
even
prayer.
I was doing
Father,
it.
We just want to thank you. Thank you, God. We can dress modestly so I don't have to see boobies.
Yeah, I went to like one meeting. I was like, eh. I like
for
the
us,
National
it was
Honor
like
Society
before
better.
School. And yeah. Who would want to be there at 7:30?
I know. That's when I stopped going.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to a flagpole at 7 a.m. It's too early.
You really love God if you want to be at church at 7:30
a.m. Good for you if you're committed.
Fuck.
A lot. Anyway, FFA.
That was why I never wanted to go, because I wasn't an athlete either. Actually, I played soccer, so I could have done it.
Oh, in high school?
I ran track.
In high school?
Almost.
In middle school?
Yeah.
You quit at sixth grade?
Eighth grade.
Oh, okay. That's more than me. I quit sports by fifth grade.
I could run, though. I could run.
Well, because if not, they'd beat you up.
you learn to run from people who want to shove you in lockers.
True. All right. What
run,
are we talking
run
about?
Freedom, run.
Run, freedom, run. I smell cigarette smoke.
Someone's smoking outside. It's not me.
Well, I'm glad they're just...
Or it may be my neighbor across the
anyway,
way.
Anyway, so Julia, this is weird. She's sitting in her room. Y'all... what's his name?
Brandon.
Brandon left.
He gets
when,
home.
Left when it's
late.
Dark. He gets home when it's dark, because it's wintertime.
Yeah, and that's tough. That's a
that's
hard
tough.
Life.
He doesn't come home. He doesn't walk in. He doesn't
he
welcome her.
He goes right to his room because he's self-involved.
He doesn't like come and say, "Hey, honey, how's your day? How are you doing?"
Right.
Nothing. This was. Evil.
It's gross.
It was evil to do. This is evil to do to someone who is new to this country and doesn't know shit from Shinola.
Who has seen
no
you
one
all
to
day
know,
long. Yeah.
No place to go. This is torturous.
I feel like a lot of these situations are being set up for us this season. And I feel bad for people like Julia and for people like Yara who are like almost marooned in these like white people, stranger isolation tanks.
The same for Natalie. I really,
yeah.
Natalie is.
No,
again,
she is. She is.
I think probably almost more than anyone. Yeah. Her and Julie. She really is like.
Yeah.
It looks like fucking.
It's rough.
The Shining when they show pictures of it.
I just don't know why they want to. They want to find. Maybe they're lying to these people, but they're so isolated. So.
Anyway,
she goes into Brandon's room and says hello and knocks on the door and says, "Can I come in?" He's like, "Sure." Y'all, there's a shit ton of protein powder in Brandon's room. And I will say now, he has not taken a shit in weeks.
In weeks? And shouldn't he have more muscles if he has
should,
that much more protein
and it
powder?
It really pissed me off.
I mean,
we're talking huge bottles of protein powder.
He should look like that janitor from The Simpsons with his shirt off. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Groundskeeper Willie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's who he should look like. He doesn't. Instead, he looks like that fucking Christmas elf.
He looks
elf
like
that
fucking Christmas elf.
On social
elf
media.
Elf on a shelf.
And that's all I see is Brandon is the living embodiment of Elf on a Shelf.
And she says before he has.
I love this reality game.
Before he has any time to speak, he's like, true. She said, "This is the last time I take care of the pigs. I want to go home." And he's like, "Give life on the farm a chance because we're going to go meet Granddad now because we haven't seen enough family to last a lifetime."
A lifetime. And then she says something that makes me so sad. She says, "I think this is my bad dreams." That broke my heart, actually, when she said that.
And see, And a part of me just wants to know, are we just fucking with these people? Like, yeah. Existentially, I just need to ask of the show. Like, are we just fucking with these girls?
Is it like million dollar Joe or some shit like that?
Are we just fucking with Julia? Are we just fucking with Yara? Are we fucking with Natalie? Are we just setting them up for a freak out? And then we say, oh, these crazy women, look at them go.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off a little bit, because I don't know if we've seen the deck stacked up against
people. You wanted
to
say dick, didn't you?
I did.
Didn't. Y'all, it's been a while for Poodle again.
It's been a while.
You know, it's been a while for a lot of you, and that's okay.
I'm just hoping my dental student, or he's a dental assistant now, gets his COVID vaccine, and so we can just like bang and bang. That's what I need.
Bang, bang, bang with the dentist, and wee with my ass. We really need to get a little sound like whoop.
So you guys,
I agree though. Anyway,
I'm over.
Thank you for saying that, because it feels
like they're just fucking with people this season. That's my opinion.
Honestly, kind of how I feel with. I felt that like
it feels
grossness
like,
with Mike and Natalie.
It feels Mike and Natalie. It feels like Jovi and Yara and Brandon and Julia. It feels like all of that for me. And like Andrew and like Amira, we don't even know if that's gonna work. Cougar Woman and Ryan.
Oh, gift.
She's the best thing on the series because she's cuckoo and she's fun.
And if Rebecca and Zied don't get together, then love's not real.
Yeah. So I feel like every...
I would go to that wedding. Rebecca, invite us to your wedding.
Yeah. I'm a little over it. Not that I'll stop watching because, no, I'm going to watch to see all the shit go down. But I feel like all the stories were set up to make the women feel crazy.
Yeah.
Even though I think Natalie might be the cuckoo most. But
even
I think,
Natalie
I think
is...
Natalie might be cuckoo, but Julia definitely isn't, and neither is Yara.
No.
Yeah.
Yara is self-absorbed.
Totally.
But Julia is actually like...
Julia is fantastic.
She was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You would party with her in Berlin like nobody's
so much
business.
Fun. She's like, you tell me what you do gay sex. Do you let boy put it in butts? Oh, yeah, honey. She's like, I do too. We talk all about it.
Y'all just sit outside and smoke
and
cigarettes.
And smoke cigarettes. And we just like go back and forth between a bottle of vodka between the two of us.
That just took you to a place.
She is exactly like every German girl I knew when I was living in Austria.
German girls loved you.
Oh, my God. First of all, they have no filter at all. They will tell you everything.
Really?
Oh, yes. Unless they're North German, then they act like the virgins. Yeah, but South Germans will tell you everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And Czech girls, don't get me started.
You've lived a life, Poodle
Boudreaux. I have lived a life. Just left it, as I said earlier on the Love After Lockup podcast, I've left a piece of myself everywhere.
No wonder Mother Poodle is worried so much.
She knows. So, y'all, they're going to meet Granddad.
Pop-Pop Joe. Sounds like a sweet man. Not.
Pop-Pop Joe.
Pop, he's kind of just, you know, a judgmental old pervert.
For a while, I kept thinking I saw an earring in his ear, and I think it was just a hearing aid.
Yeah, I think that was it. But that would have been awesome. Like he pulled a Harrison Ford at 70 and just got his ear pierced. Good for Harrison Ford.
So they're meeting Pop-Pop Joe. It's ridiculous for me to even say that. And the first thing she sits down, and Betty's like, Julia, your neck! And she's got hickeys all over her neck.
She's like, well, he bite me. I said, Brandon, no. Y'all, because did we not say this before? Brandon is freaky.
He's freaky deaky.
Deaky in the bedroom.
Now, as someone who has received hickeys before.
So, I'm glad you brought this up because.
You can take this.
You guys, I gotta stop saying you guys. Y'all, Poodle has had hickeys. Let's see. What is it called when you make the analogy and like like this to that is this to that? What is that called?
An analogy.
Is it an analogy? I just thought it was something else. Sorry. Hickeys to Poodle are
like coming home for me.
But hickeys to Poodle are like, I would say, are like annoying things said to Tania.
Yeah.
Happen all the time.
Well, y'all, I have this long swan-like
okay.
neck.
Okay. No.
That men want to lick on and suck on.
You guys, y'all, he...
I also bruise easily, so you can see hickeys.
No. I'm not letting you do your excuses on this. Y'all, it's not even like where Julia had like light hickeys.
Oh,
It is like when we were roommates, I would wake up. The one time I was like getting ready and I hear our roommate Sissy go, Poodle! And I walk in there and there's like a like dark purple surrounded
like
by a green
shadow. It looks like someone's thrown like a red glass of wine on my neck. Yeah.
No, it looks like someone hit you in the fucking neck with a baseball bat.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was, and then that was the same time he had like...
That was a different time when someone chewed my nipples off.
You had like three hickeys on your neck at the same time, yeah. And then someone almost chewed your nipple off, and you just walked around the house going,
It hurts so bad.
And I had to watch, and then so he finally had to take his shirt off. So then Poodle's just walking around shirtless in our house the whole time because his nipples hurt so bad.
I could not wear a shirt for a while. It was true.
And this is what happens, y'all, is that Poodle is someone who his life, you do what a lot of us do. You know, we have Poodle grew up in a place where you care about what other people think about
yes,
you.
Yes, you do.
And that's you are concerned about that less and less as we get older.
I don't give a shit anymore.
But when I knew that, but y'all, when Poodle gets two drinks in him and then you put him in a bed with a man that has at least an 8-inch dick, it's like he has an out-of-body experience and forgets who he is and comes like a freaky deaky hippie.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
He's naked.
I'm gonna do whatever I want, and
you're gonna get yours. It's all, but I mean, in like a all love, like
it is very hippie like. Yeah, free love. Do whatever. Let's do whatever we want. Who cares what happens tomorrow?
You, if they were good in bed, someone could convince you to sign a contract. Like I feel like you are that manipulated when someone's good in bed.
Not with earthly things. Now with hickeys are fine, but I've had to sign something. My mother's voice is gonna go. What am I supposed to sign now?
Okay, that makes me feel good because sometimes I worry about our business if you get with a man
who
sweet talks you in bed.
Business is very different.
Poodle, when he was 25,
okay, listen,
would have signed the farm
business
over.
Business is over here. Fucking is over here, and never the twain shall meet.
All right, that makes me feel more secure.
You should.
But really, y'all, I mean, his neck would look would be
it was rough.
Polka dotted.
Even today when some guys try to give me hickeys.
And he's like, and this is what he says. Every single time his voice goes like this, I just can't stop him. His voice goes up high, which means I said, give it.
And there was the one guy who chewed my nipples, I just took my whole fist and hit him in the temple because he would not stop chewing my nipple.
But what
was the problem?
But how would you react when he would chew your nipple?
It hurt, so I'd hit him in the head.
But how long did he chew on your nipple before you hit him?
It was quick. It wasn't.
So he just bit it?
Yeah, he bit me.
So
he chewed me like a vampire.
When a guy's biting your neck, how long
do
you let them stay there?
Because it's more of a suction. It's not really biting.
But how long do you let them stay there?
I'm abandoning myself to pleasure.
Reality gaze. Wow. Wow.
You know what? My whole life is an Emmanuel series. That's all you need to know. I have experienced such earthly delights, y'all. You have no idea.
You could make a gay, like, softcore porn show about your memoirs.
I'm just much more in touch with my sexuality than you, but that's okay. You're not feeling it unless someone's plunging into you with a 10-inch dong. Like, for me, like, all of a sudden, someone just starts pouring candle wax on me like that Ricky Martin video. Take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Remember we thought Ricky Martin was maybe straight?
Yeah.
Remember when you saw that video for Living La Vida Loca for the first time?
That was a sexual awakening. That was a that
for
was
me
a,
too. I remember was a, I was at the beach with my grandmother, and my grandmother was like, "What is this shit on television?
This LaRue?
Yes. What is this shit?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just some music video." She's like, "Looks like a queer to me." She didn't say that, but I'm just saying she did.
I like that, y'all. For Christmas, I got Poodle a present of a consultation with a psychic, like a medium, not Long Island. I can't afford her.
No.
But
although I would love to talk to her.
Oh, I loved her. That's a great interview we did with her. But I told Poodle, I said, maybe you want to talk to your grandmother. And Poodle went, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah, who knows what she'll say. I'm okay if she comes through with something positive. I'm just not okay if she just... Like my mother, like, levels of criticism. If she says, you need to wash your bedspread more.
What if the psychic was like, so I'm getting your okay, that's not nice. I'm not comfortable saying that.
My grandmother would say, look at the glasses in your cupboard. Got spots in them.
That's what you would say.
Pop, y'all. Pop, Joe. Pop thinks that Russian women are out to take all of his grandson's money.
Yes.
Which is not much.
Not much, you guys. He's best pest control. Now, Pop does say he does. Betty and Dad are really going in on Julie and then neck biting and her sneaking to their room. And Pop does say, Stop embarrassing yourself.
I'm 87 years old. It's fine.
He said, I'd do that to a young pretty girl. He had me until he said that. At first, I was like, good for you for just saying. He just could have stopped to stop embarrassing.
I will say, Pop looks like a member of the Lollipop Guild.
True.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because he's...
He's very, very
he's
nicely
dressed.
He's here
to represent the Munchkin Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think he has some antiquated views about... Russian girls.
So they have a big announcement, and their big announcement is they have a date for the wedding.
Pop, when are you getting married? And Julie, or Pop says, have you decided when you're getting married? And Julia says,
May 9th.
And then we hear Betty go, huh?
Well, that's Mother's Day weekend. First of all, no one knows when Mother's Day weekend is.
I mean, I kind of do because my brother's birthday is around Mother's Day, so... But at the same time,
it changes every year.
Yeah, no one knows. So we felt like this was fabricated.
The whole thing was scripted.
Because, y'all, what?
Who fucking cares?
Mother's Day
is on a Sunday.
What would Mother Poodle say if you got married on a Saturday?
You know what? She would hold her tongue and go, oh, God. Well, I guess it's always going to be around Mother's Day. My fault. Who knows what's going to happen there? She'd complain about it, but she would never voice it. Never.
See, I feel like my mother, if we had the wedding on Saturday, we would have like a brunch on Sunday, and we would make it like partly a Mother's Day brunch.
You know what? I don't think my mom would care, just to be
honest.
I don't
think she would either.
Yeah.
But Betty, y'all, Dad is like, whatever his name is, I don't know. Edward, he's like, this is not a good day to do this.
Who cares?
Who cares? And finally, for the first time,
Brandon says,
the music swells.
We don't. You know what? It's our wedding. I don't care what you think.
I don't care. I don't care
what people think of me.
Yeah. Finally, we get a little pushback. This needs to go. This needs to multiply by about 10 times.
Now,
though,
for Brandon, this felt like, I don't know. This felt like whenever, I don't know, like.
Riveting.
I mean, no, this felt like when Daenerys like burned all the people in the hut. All of the.
Agreed. Like, this was his biggest aggressive movement.
That's who Amy from second season of 90 Days. She reminds me of
Melisandre. Masandi.
That's who she reminds
me
of.
That is it. Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
Driving me crazy. You guys.
Masandi.
We're covering still in our in our Gatreon for Reality Gaze.
I knew exactly who you meant.
Yes, for our Reality Gatreon, season two, it's Amy and Danny, who we just met. Danny's racist as fuck father.
Oh, fuck. Who dyes his hair poorly.
Who doesn't believe in interracial marriage.
And who's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. His mom's Jan seems kind of beat down but nice about it all. But anyway.
Probably hits her at night.
Let's hope not. Anyway.
I just expect racist hit their
wives. They're horrible like everything. Yeah. That's true. And they litter. I mean, everything.
Everything.
Anyway. That's who she looks like. Sorry.
That was all I had about them.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Should we take a break?
You guys.
God damn, it is 50 fucking minutes.
We're going to take a break in Reality Gaze. We'll be right back.
I love you saying what the theme song, the name is so much.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
It's time for Tarzel.
We're back with Reality Gaze. I'm just going to say it a lot.
You can't say it enough.
I'm happy.
Remember the fourth daughter from Fiddler on the Roof, Tarzel?
Okay.
With the hump in her back?
One of our sissies posted a picture of her in the Facebook group of being in Fiddler, and like four of our other sissies just went,
Tarzel.
Tarzel! It was great.
There's Hava, Huddle, Zeidel, and Tarzel.
And Tarzel. And Tarzel.
Tarzel's got the hump. She's never going to get married.
She's
going to help milk the cows, though. That's all that's necessary.
Poodle.
Yeah.
Would you get married at a church or a meditation center? Where would you want to get married at?
I want to say this now. The Edgar Casey center they're in, Edgar Casey is a psychic, a well-renowned psychic.
Psychic.
I can't speak psychic.
This is third vodka.
And it's not really a meditation center. It's much more of a kind of a thing about psychic studies.
But it also looks like it's a holistic. He wanted it to be like a holistic hospital.
I don't think Tariq knows what this is.
And is, you know, regardless of what it is, the venue's not pretty.
It's
horrible.
That's the worst. That's the worst part of it.
It's a church.
It's
I don't
ugly.
Care if it's a field.
It's ugly.
It's it needs to be pretty. Danny and Amy's wedding on season 2 is going to be beautiful.
Now
they just set it up. It looks like Magnolia Chic.
If Hazel wanted to get married in some kind of like Baptist or Pentecostal church, it would be just as ugly.
Oh, because this looks just like my friend. You know what?
Oh, no, Stoptown Baptist. Please don't talk about Stoptown Baptist.
No, she got married at Cheek Baptist.
Cheek Baptist?
Cheek Road. Cheek Baptist. It's all.
So they named the church after the road it was on?
Yeah, I think Stoptown's on. No, it's not on Stoptown. It's on.
I can't do this tonight.
Is it Gene Kelly? I think it's on Gene Kelly Drive.
I
don't know why it's called Gene Kelly in the middle of Lone Grove, but
like
it is.
G-E-N-E, as in the dancer?
It is called Gene Kelly.
If you touch your phone again, I'm going to knock it off.
Why? I'm just
because it's making noise.
Oh, God. Again, after you see your mother, you have to quarantine for a week.
You just make unnecessary sounds.
That doesn't make me feel like I'm insignificant at all.
You make lots of unnecessary sounds.
I've lived with you, and I won't have it.
Go
if
on.
If I had a dollar for every time you went,
I've been very quiet.
It's true. For like 10 minutes. So, anyway, Cheek Baptist Church, that was got married. That's my first girlfriend, Jessica, the one who wore white.
The first one.
My first real girlfriend.
Well, the first real one.
I mean, well, that was my first kiss, but then Jessica was like my first kind of love. She's the reason why I love white diamonds.
And by love, what do you mean? How did you love her?
I loved her. I really still care. I remember I'd wear this bomber jacket I'm wearing right now. I would wear that jacket, and she would wear it, and it smelled like white diamonds. And I would love wearing it the next day because I'd smell like white diamonds the whole day.
Methinks you did not necessarily have a sexual love for her.
Oh, no. We're the ones that we would listen to Whitney Houston together on the radio.
You know,
for Run to You.
You're really the problem for all these women who think.
But no, we're still friends. I told her how to give her at a 10-year reunion how to give her husband a blowjob.
Yeah, ladies, I don't think that was necessarily your job.
Don't forget the balls. Hint. Anyway, she got married at Cheek Bat. It had like wood siding on it. All over.
Sounds
and like the small
terrible.
Windows.
Sounds terrible. It was the baptismal font, a woodland scene.
It was. And a
Y'all,
low pop.
Come at us if your Baptist church has a baptismal font with a woodland scene.
And it was a low popcorn ceiling. You know what it looked like? It looked like that church in Sordid Lives.
Oh, God. Y'all, if you got baptized by a preacher in a white robe who ducked you underwater and behind you was like a picture of a deer in a stained glass window, come at us.
Come at us. Did you get baptized?
I got sprinkled in the Methodist church.
Oh, they sprinkle you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't get ducked underwater.
Oh.
Yeah. The Baptists do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Like John the Baptist who ducked Jesus underwater.
Oh, okay.
Now, I did have bullies who ducked my head underwater.
Okay. All right. Well, fuck them.
Anyway,
let's talk about Tarzel.
Tarzel, y'all, it's their first day there, and this is happening in March 2020. And he is going to take her to have an American breakfast.
American breakfast.
At Hair of the Dog.
Yeah.
She's really confused because she thinks that this, where she's going to go, she's going to eat dog. So she's bothered by this. He says, I promise there's no dog.
That's fair.
And of course, she wants rice for breakfast. And I will say, being in Asia, like when I was in China, there's rice for breakfast. That's normal.
I think I would like that. Was it good rice? Like, is it good and savory?
Yeah, you just eat rice for breakfast.
Is it just like white rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
You usually put stuff on it. Or you
like
would
an
have,
egg?
Yeah. You would.
I'd like that.
You get used to it.
Boy, you missed a McMuffin like nobody's business, didn't you?
Well, as I said before, in China, if we would be in quote-unquote Western hotels that have slightly American-style breakfasts or European-style breakfasts. If you were in a non-Western hotel, which we were staying at, I would say about half the hotels, it'd just be Chinese food, and sometimes you would see hard-boiled eggs if you were lucky.
I bet you loved having bacon when you got back here.
Oh, there were bacon and sausage a couple times, and it was like, thank you, God. There were some times where I went down to dinner and breakfast at 8 a.m. and I'd be like, I can't eat this right now. And I would go across the street to McDonald's because I just couldn't do it.
And didn't you say McDonald's in China was delicious?
Oh, my God. McDonald's anywhere overseas is delicious. Oh, delicious.
Thank you for the gift cards, by the way.
When I go to China again, I'm going to use them.
We should say there's too many to go through. But a lot of you sent, you don't have to do this, but a lot of you sent Christmas cards. And
we thank
some of you sent Christmas gifts. It was very, very kind of you. It was very sweet.
Thank you. Thank you for all your Christmas gifts and Christmas presents.
Oh, I got to change our P.O. box name.
Oh, I guess so.
I guess I got to change it to Reality Gaze. Anyway, we're just going to be like talking robots. So they're doing breakfast. He's having chicken and waffles.
It looks delicious.
First of all, I'm not mad at it. Way too much breakfast. I guarantee you they were all shitting themselves.
But he
after
just
this
wanted
breakfast.
Her to try. I get it. I thought it was Tariq getting excited. He wants her to try just a little bit
kind
of this.
Kind of. I'm a little annoyed at every American's response, like, you gotta try everything in America. Because when you go to another country, it's not like, you gotta try everything in Austria.
That's true.
You know, I agree. Just. I'm annoyed at us, basically. Yeah.
I get that.
If you've lived somewhere else, no one is so ready to show you everything about their fucking country like we are. Because you're going to love it, because ours is the best.
What country have you traveled to that they had your favorite breakfast? Like a different breakfast that you loved?
Breakfast is the most American specific meal.
Really?
Like we know what we want, yeah.
So really, you prefer an American breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know, like in Italy or in Austria or in Germany, if they do this or that. That you
like
them all.
In general, if you're going to get on all the way across Europe, you're going to get like a pastry and coffee. You're not going to get eggs. Maybe when you get into Germany and Austria, you're going to get cold cuts.
Oh,
yeah. And to me, that's a lot to do in the morning. You will rarely get eggs anywhere.
Look at this. Y'all, I'm not well-traveled.
I am but a simple country boy.
I'm the simple country boy. My phone just got smaller. What happened?
It's just American breakfasts are very specific for Americans.
All right, then.
Honestly, I'm happy with like a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. I can't find that anywhere, and I make it myself. But, like, almost anywhere, breakfast is the most non-substantial meal of the day. From where I've been, I will say. Come at me if breakfast is much more substantial from where you are.
All right, then. Okay, well, so Hazel, they're having breakfast, and then he's like, so, first day here. Want to go look at wedding venues?
She's like, slow your roll, motherfucker.
Even Hazel, who doesn't say anything, is like, okay. Like, we just got here. So he wants her to go look at the ARE Center because it's not really a church. It's a meditation center. And Hazel says, it seems like you're scared of church. And Tariq says, which is what I was about to say aloud, I'm not scared of church. I'm scared of your church, girl.
Y'all, remember that church where everyone was speaking in tongues and the service was like 3.5 hours?
It was 5 hours. That church was terrifying. They showed a clip of it. Y'all, if you want to go back, it was terrifying.
And my other question is...
And our parents were crazy militant religious.
My other question is, if you are exploring your bisexual / polyamorous style of lifestyle, you know your church isn't necessarily a fan of that.
Oh.
So...
Yeah.
But maybe she hasn't found that yet.
Oh, it's Satan. You know.
And maybe she hasn't thought about that yet.
I have a hole in my sock.
We don't have time to go over this.
Anyway, I don't think she's thought about that at all. But, you know, for some people, religion is less of a, it's a cultural thing rather than a belief system. But she really wants to get married in church to make her parents happy. And I did want to say, I think you scissoring with someone named Denise is not going to make your parents happy. Just thinking, Hazel.
I will say, in Virginia Beach or wherever you are, you're going to... He's trying to find a pretty venue, even though he's not. And the venue he's chosen is ugly.
Cheek Baptist Church, y'all. Google it. Lone Grove.
Good luck finding a pretty Pentecostal or like speaking in tongues church. Good luck.
It's just not the way they're built.
It's not the ethos of the religion.
And I don't know what kind of a church she, because she probably wouldn't be comfortable.
She's not going to find a nice Episcopal church, which is going to be pretty. She's not going to find a nice Methodist church because they don't speak in tongues.
Do you think she would want a church that is close to her religion?
Yeah, I would think. Maybe
so
she wouldn't.
Maybe she wouldn't.
All I know is that the church that, if you're speaking in tongues, that is either kind of like non-denominational Christian church or a Pentecostal church.
Mm.
Because that's the whole thing about Pentecostal is tongues.
Where would you want to get married? I already know the answer, actually. I just was going to ask you.
Ask me.
I was going to ask, where do you want to get married?
Not in a church.
And I started asking everyone else, y'all, Poodle wants to get married in the funeral home when he's signing the will.
Can we have a quick ceremony over here?
He's next to the coffin. He's fading.
Next to the coffin. He's really losing it right now. Can I get just the piece over here right now? He's told me it's his greatest wish to be married right before he's dead.
You know, what are you going to do?
Here, give me his hand and give me the pen. We signed the will right away.
Yeah.
Wow. I just wanted their money.
Oh, Poodle. So they go to the spiritual center called
ARE.
ARE.
And this is Edgar Cayce.
It stands for Association of Research and Enlightenment, I believe.
And this is less of a meditation center and more of a shrine to Edgar Cayce.
I'd probably get into it. I'm woo-woo. I love this meditation brick thing they walked on.
Well, I think it's great, except for it's kind of a shrine. Like, this is the place where Edgar Cayce, like, his first thing. And so it's like a shrine to a person again.
I don't love stuff like that. Not me.
Yeah, and... I don't know. She was totally weirded out by it. I'm sure we are not doing it justice.
Isn't it fascinating to you, though, by what, like, her church to me, and if you grew up in that, or this is, I don't mean to be offensive, for me, her church that she grew up in feels, I can't think of another word for it, but absolutely goddamn crazy. It just seems crazy.
No, I get you.
And not even.
It is. It is very extreme.
And to me, completely uncomfortable for me. So, but I, what I bring up, though, is I love that.
What makes it uncomfortable, though? I'm just curious.
It seems so violent.
Okay.
And to me, God is love, and I don't believe in this spiteful, vengeful God.
I get that, but what if you're going through spiritual ecstasy?
To me, that is not what spiritual ecstasy looks like. But okay. But I want to say this is what I love. I think
I'm not claiming either way. I'm just curious.
And I would go to something like that.
But like Saint Teresa of Avila experienced these like almost sexual.
What I was going to say is that people, though, from like a Baptist church would come to a Catholic church, which to me feels very normal. And we're saying things, back in the day when they even said it in Latin, and people are going,
yeah,
what the fuck are you doing? You're worshiping Mary or this, which is not true.
Right.
Or
no, I agree.
Why are you kneeling? Why are you standing up? Why are you sitting? Why? It's like I feel like I'm in a cult and you're all doing the same thing over and over. So I bring that up to point out my own hypocrisy and point out that it's just so what we're I don't think Tariq, to him this like this seems so normal, but I'm like, dude, this is so extreme. It seems calm and beautiful to you, but to her this is just like the experience you had
so
going
far
to her church.
I get that, and I would parry that with, for Pentecostals, the experience of Christianity is very individual and not a group response.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I did not grow up that way, but I know many people who did.
You guys, I know a couple too, and the ones that are gay always did porn. They're like Mormons. Literally, you're with me on that. I'm sure you know people. They like, if you're Pentecostal
and you're
gay,
you're going to suck a dick.
You're going to get freaky deaky. You're going to bust out of that closet and be like, hi!
So the room he wants to have this wedding in is hideous. It's like second fellowship hall of an Episcopal church.
It is.
And he's like, you can see the ocean. I'm like, over a roof of another building.
Oh, yes.
Ugly. They need to find a different place to get married. It's ugly.
I agree. Because they're in Virginia. I'm sure there's pretty places there.
And he says, look how big this crystal is. And it's this giant.
Looks like a rocket.
It's this giant dildo crystal that you're going to sit on.
Maybe a dildo for you. But like, to me, that was way too small.
Truth.
I'm such a fucking Californian. That I was like, oh, that's a salinite crystal. That's a cleansing crystal.
Oh, fuck.
So, I have some crystals. You have some crystals, too.
I've got like 7 crystals over there.
But salinite's a good cleansing crystal. Can't get it wet. Like a gremlin.
We're ridiculous.
Put your crystals out every full moon, and the moonlight will clean your crystals. You just spilled vodka all over you, and it was so refreshing. Y'all, it was like, I don't know why, but I'm starting to get to the age where I got up off the couch and I just farted.
You farted like 11 times tonight.
No, twice. And Poodle read me for filth. And then we were sitting in here and he kind of settled in his seat and then he passed gas.
I think you were hearing things. I don't pass gas.
Yeah.
You were hearing things.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I have to say after this is they go to this kind of like circle of meditation, and he's like, you gotta follow the bricks. And I'm like, follow the yellow brick road.
Doom, doom, doom.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Doom, doom, doom.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Doom, doom, doom.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Boy, isn't that so gay how we know that intrinsically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gay.
You know why? Because this is reality gay.
Anyway,
excited.
I think that's the show.
I think because we spent 50 fucking minutes talking for the first time about, I don't know, shit. Y'all, so we're going to have, it's probably going to be a long show for the second episode too, because we still have to talk about
Mike and Natalie.
Luke and Natalie.
Rebecca and Zied.
Jovi
and Yara. Oh, God.
Stephanie.
As well as Stephanie.
Stephanie and her cousins, who are very concerned about her choice in men.
You know what? You're not
going to... Don't want to emasculate him. I want to pay for his job. He doesn't know it.
I need to pay for him to work for people at the resort.
It's the least I could do. Anyway.
God, I love Stephanie.
This was a good episode. It wasn't good. It was long.
It was long as fuck.
Again, we... so, y'all... you can go to our website, realitygazepodcast.com.
Realitygazepodcast.com.
If you're already... So here's the deal. If you're already following us at 90 Day Gaze, you don't need to refollow us, I believe.
We're just going
to change the username when this drops. We're going to change the username to realitygazepodcast.com. So just so you know, when you see that it will be...
You're not following some stranger.
Yeah, you're not following... You're not following gay porn if you went to... But if you're following at reality gay... Carl!
That's gay porn.
These men are wrestling him. His tallywhackers out, Carl. I don't think this is WWE. Anyway.
Yeah, even Shooter's like, no.
Oh, Shooter's like, nope, not into. Oh, by the way, someone started following us on Twitter, y'all. Some bitch made a DD Rivette account.
And y'all, I'm living for it because it matches her voice exclusively.
I pinned, well, not literally pinned him down. I actually went to Jake. I actually thought it was Jake because whoever this is.
It's not me.
I think whoever this is a witch and has somehow sucked your soul.
I don't think it's the same person who does Shooter the Dog
or Carl's wife
because it's a little different. It may be the same person who does Olga.
Maybe. Because Olga's funny.
Yeah, but I will be honest. It hits every element of who Dee Dee is.
She said, what's an email or how to...
She said... At one point, she wrote one thing saying, applique pod haulers half off for today. And then she just went, how do I email?
Y'all,
so someone needs to tell Dee Dee how to email.
I think it's like, what is it, Rivette Dee Dee?
Rivette D.
D. And that's D-E-E.
D-E-E, yeah.
Y'all, because somebody asked in a sissy squad, Dee Dee spells her name D-E-E space D-E-E.
Yeah, she's not really into the D-I-D-I.
No, she's not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
She hates Diana.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. She has her Aunt Diana, her mom's sister. She pissed her off, so she changed it.
She's still talking about her April, the girl who works for her, who's on methamphetamine.
Yeah, she is. So y'all go to the website, realitygazepodcast.com. You can follow us at realitygaze. So something you can do that would be very helpful.
Especially in our name change, you guys.
Especially in the mix of this name change. If y'all could leave if you haven't left an Apple Podcast review, this is the perfect time for you to do it. It's the beginning of the year. We're changing the name.
I love nothing more than a review.
A 5-star. Now look, too. Some of you are like, oh, I'm going to leave 5 stars. That's great. That actually what
helps. Gotta say something.
You gotta say something. Even if you're like, Dee Dee's a whore. Or
keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. Whatever you want to leave.
Hate the new name change.
Hate the new name change.
As long as you leave 5 stars.
I hate your font. 5 stars.
Fine.
That's fine. We appreciate it. It means so much to us. So again, thank you for it. It's not what we wanted to do. It's what we had to do because
thanks for fucking discovery.
Because we're gonna get the shit suit out
of
us.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. Don't give them the pleasure. So anyway, y'all.
Because you know what? My dick is lovely.
It is.
You've never seen it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Actually, you did.
Yeah. I had to wipe your ass a little bit when you're in the hospital. So, no, I didn't do that.
I did pee in your front door.
You did pee in my front door, yeah.
But you never saw my dick hard.
No, and I want to keep it that way. I'm going to keep it that way. So, y'all, we appreciate you for jumping on the ride again. Again, thanks to all of our sissy team that helped us so much in this process. We could not have done this
without
you. Y'all,
we're starting 2021 off right.
New
name.
Right.
New
who name.
Dis?
New name. A wonderful fresh start to the squad. It's like y'all came at us with how the sissy squad has meant to you. And
it was lovely.
A lot. It was very, very, very touching that it's really become a beacon of hope and light and community for a lot of you.
Yep.
It's not what we intended. We thought it was just going to be dick memes, and then y'all took it to another level. So we totally appreciate it. All right, we call these people lonely hearts, people, because all aren't we all just the loneliest of hearts, looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And what's Pop Pop? What's his name?
Pop Pop Joe.
You know, if you get an earring removed, and you get it, you put a hearing aid put in its place, you need to call us.
Call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.